afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Friday. It's the 14th day of April, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 54 degrees today for the climate basin, but a low of 25. It's warming up. I mean, it's definitely a warming trend, so hopefully the ice and snow are going to back off a bit. I hope so. I mean, we've got enough. We got what we needed. Thank you very much. That'll do. Let's see what we're going to look at here today. I like this one, just because it shows DeGoya. Distraught parents now face prosecution if they don't accept gender transition of their vulnerable kids, as experts slam radical new law based on ideology and falsehood by Cindy Lever for Daily Mail Australia, and was sent in by admin. Let's see what we've got here. A new Victorian law, which forces mothers and fathers to accept their children's desire to change gender, has left distraught parents fearing prosecution if they do anything to try to prevent potentially harmful and irreversible treatment. Excuse me. Now, what's wrong with that statement, people? If they do anything, fucking, these are your children. Goddamn mouse will defend its fucking young. But, oh man, I just love, I read this morning before. Sorry about that. So far reaching is the new law that even trying to arrange counseling and expert assessment. What the fuck? That's because you fucking people, you're in a goddamn box that you can't even fucking see. Fuck you. Get the fuck away from my children or I'll fucking kill you. That's supposed to be the attitude of a goddamn human being. How in the fuck do you think we made it through millennium by fucking letting cocksuckers kill it? Well, a lot of people did. They let them kill their fucking kids and their civilizations went down. Could lead parents and their mental health professionals being prosecuted if they advise... did anything other than affirm the children's newly discovered gender dysphoria? Oh, I fucking will. You try bringing that shit over here. This is in Australia, by the way. You gave up your fucking guns. Where are your fucking men? Where are you fucking hiding? And what are you fucking drug addicts hiding? What are you fucking doing? You defend the fucking young. You defend the fucking old. That's what a fucking warrior does. And you're not fucking warriors. You let them take your fucking guns. Stupid, cowardly, son of a bitches. And while the parents are powerless to intercede, the hell you are. I don't want to fucking hear it. You're not fucking powerful, powerless. You can make explosives. You can make fucking ordnance. You start building your own fucking guns and you kill these son of a bitches. It's your children you're talking about. Do you fucking care? Many parents feel trapped, unable to do anything to prevent children pursuing potentially irreversible and harmful changes from chest binding to taking hormone blockers and ultimately sex change surgery. And while the parents are powerless to intercede, you're not. How in the fuck can you can attack, if you attack them and fucking just fucking with a knife, any goddamn thing. If you fucking attack them, you're not fucking powerless. You're fucking cowardly. You don't care. You would let a fucking somebody hurt your fucking kid. You let somebody hurt your child. Your fucking child. That's what's gone wrong with this goddamn world. You fucking care more about your own goddamn life than you do your kids. You ain't no fucking parent that I ever heard of. A parent should fucking die before they allow their child to be accosted. And while the parents are not, no, they're not powers, their kids are often subject to encouragement and cajoling from activists, pro-trans teachers and counselors. Why don't you go and burn their fucking houses down? Why don't you bash their fucking heads in with hammers in dark alleys? Why aren't you doing any fucking, we're going to try and get a hold of these people here. We want these alternate counselors. You fucking weak, sickening motherfuckers. One parent even found text messages from a counselor to her daughter advising the child to leave home so she could escape her skeptical parents and freely pursue her newly found wish to transition to being a boy. You can't find out. These people live right fucking among you. They walk right past you and you fucking put your head down and you fucking like the coolie fucking piece of shit you are. Fearful of prosecution. Why? This is for your fucking children's lives. You fear prosecution. No, go ahead and rape my child because you're a cop. You're a cop. Go ahead. I don't want to get in trouble. You sickening son of a bitches. Daughter advising the child to leave home so she could escape her skeptical parents and freely pursue her new found wish to transition to being a boy. There are boys and see, they're using this shit. There's a handful of these fuckers around the world, not enough to even bother with, but we're gonna fucking bother with your fucking asses, you sick in the head son of a bitches. The goddamn fucking God nature tells you you're a man or you're a fucking woman or you're a boy or you're a fucking girl. Not some fucking sick communist fucking perv who wants to fucking play diddlywinks with the fucking little kiddies. One parent, fearful of prosecution, parents in this predicament have found a clandestine network to exchange ideas. Ooh, that'll do it. How to approach the legal minefield laid down. It ain't fucking legal. It ain't natural. You'll accept any fucking thing. Oh, well, they wrote it down on a piece of paper. Oh, the king's men wrote it down on a piece of paper. It's legal. No, it ain't. It violates your human fucking rights. It violates your goddamn rights as a fucking person. Nobody owns your fucking children but you. Did the state make those fucking kids? The state, man, I tell you motherfuckers, this is, see, come over here and do this, you son of a bitches. Come over here and try this shit. I know you're pushing and shoving here. You're going to end up in fucking dumpsters and ditches, you cocksuckers. You will end up dead. You are nobody. You are non-governmental pieces of fucking communist, fascist, capitalist shit. And that's how you're going to be fucking treated. You will meet justice, you motherfuckers. Fearful of prosecution, parents in this predicament have formed a clandestine network to exchange ideas on how to approach the legal minefield laid down by the Change of Suppression Conversion Practice Prohibition Act of 2021. You tell them to shove it up their fucking ass. You outnumber them. Grossly out fucking number them. Start fucking, hey, go to their fucking house. They want to fuck with you and your fucking family. They want to fuck with your household. Go fuck with their household. Burn the son of a bitch down with a minute. You gave up your fucking guns, Australia. You only got a few fucking options. And where, again, are your fucking men? Sarah, who is also a health professional, said her teenage daughter suffered low-grade anxiety and had become caught in the social contagion of gender dysphoria, and health professionals were too scared to treat her. How in the fuck did we get to fucking a million years of fucking evolution without some son of a bitch to tell us how to think? I mean, do you even look at the forest? I know you can't see the fucking tree, but do you even look at the fucking forest? Before all of this fucking counselor, I remember when they brought the first counselors into the fucking schools, we should have fucking just beat the fuck out of them and told them don't come back. We could have back then, and we'd have got away with it. Nobody would have fucking contested it. Because it would have been fucking, it was an outrage, but they were just, just in case somebody wants to talk, they eased it up your ass. That's what communists do. They eased it up your fucking ass. And then you get to accept, no, there's some kind of authority over me. No, you're just another son of a bitch that puts your pants on one leg at a time, and you will fucking bleed, and you will fucking die. And if you will not fight to the death for your children, you ain't worth the powder to take to blow your worthless fucking brains out. I'll say that. Fearful of prosecution. Sarah, who's also a health professional, said her teenage daughter suffered low-grade anxiety. My God damn it, man. How did kids grow up? How in the fuck did my generation grow up? There wasn't nobody there fucking playing these fucking stupid games. What do you send your kid to fucking school for anyway? Aren't you sending them to counseling? Aren't you sending them to some fucking freak? Some fucking goddamn degenerate? Some fucking pedophile? Why are you sending them? In Australia, we haven't. Well, we'll get in trouble. We've got goddamn trouble is what they fucking have here. They want fucking trouble? Give them fucking trouble. Fight!
Today, Henry, they send the kids to school to learn how to put a rubber on a banana.
Exactly. Exactly correct. Remember reading, writing, and arithmetic? You know, that's no longer necessary to pass high school in the state of Oregon. You don't have to know how to read. You don't have to know how to write. You don't have to know how to do arithmetic, but you do have to know how to put a condom on a fucking banana. This is how fucking far you people have let it go. I never let it go this way. When I seen that they were turning communist, I pulled my kids out of fucking school. We educated them ourselves. One of them holds a bachelor's degree in mathematics and physics from the University of Oregon. All our kids fucking blew everybody else away in fucking school because Laura taught them. And Laura was a fucking genius. And she was a mathematical genius on top of it. One experienced mental health professional told us candidly that no one would see our child because it was too politicized. School? Then get rid of the motherfucker. Burn them all down. If that's what they're fucking for, burn them down. What the fuck you waiting on? You do still have gasoline over there, don't you? You still know how to light a fucking fire, don't you? You people are sick. Oh, man, you... I am ashamed to be an American, but I would be more ashamed to be an Australian man who is letting this shit happen. You're not warriors. You're not standing out in front and protecting the children. You're handing them over so that you don't get hurt. The Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission has been tasked with policing the act. Fuck your act. Well, whoever they are, find out who they are. Fucking hammer to the head. These fuckers can't, they don't have an entourage and bodyguards around all these fucking freak motherfuckers. Nobody's even giving it a fucking effort. Its website states it's now an offense for a parent to refuse to support their child's request for medical treatment. I'll whoop your fucking ass and send your ass in your room and you'll stay there until I say come out. That's American. We raise our children. We raise them to our standards, to our morality, not some fucking foreign freak motherfucker. Medical treatment that will prevent physical changes. Let's see. Physical changes from puberty that do not align with the child's new gender identity. God damn it. You know, they didn't experiment back when they were using the kids like any kind of patriotic fucking movement against them. They'd go take their kids. The goddamn DA in this town back then, he'd never been run against in, 20 fucking years. And this guy was running against, it was corrupt. It's corrupt. It's just, this is a fucking corporate fiefdom. But this guy come up and he was telling it like it was, and he was going to fucking take the DA's office. The fucking DA had the fucking child services go take his fucking sister's children. And this is in the paper. This is in the local paper. And told him that he could have them back when he withdrew from the fucking race. I mean, you think you've seen it blatant? This was fucking shit 30 fucking years ago, people. People who are paying attention knew about it. I mean, fuck if you've even read the paper. But I'm still right there, that outrage of that. They should have went to town and strung that son of a bitch up. And they didn't. You know what the fucker finally died because he was a fucking crackhead. That's what he was. He was a crackhead. His old lady was a crackhead. I mean, it was so fucking blatant in your fucking face here. We knew it was because this had already been made a corporate fiefdom by Richard Went, or Dick Went, now his son Richard Went, who sits on the fucking, Federal Reserve Board up in Portland. They think they own the fucking people here. They'll tell you they believe they own the fucking people here. Well, they don't own this son of a bitch. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national, and I will defend my rights on the spot. Who else will? Certainly not these goddamn Aussies. This is pathetic to fucking read, people. Gender identity, and it also is also an offense to deny their child access to any health care services that would affirm the identity. You stay away from, man, you came, I'm telling you, when my kids were small, if anybody would have even talked about shit like this around them, there would have been blood. Lots of fucking blood. And in case any parents thought they could seek counseling for their children, why would you go seek counseling for something? God damn it, how did kids grow up before this fucking shit? Huh? They knew there were little boys and little girls. They found out amongst themselves. That's how we found out. And then we found out the rest, you know, by being little boys and girls. But this fucking sick fucking communist horse shit, how do you allow it? And in case any parents thought they could seek counseling for their children outside Victoria, the act now makes that an offense too. Well, why don't they just tell you straight up, turn your fucking kids over to us. We're going to make fucking queers, transvestites out of them because they're too young. Their minds are too underdeveloped to know the fucking difference. You can't make a decision like that at fucking goddamn 12 or 14 fucking years old. All that life's experience behind you. And they turn you against the fucking old people. The people who have the life experience, who see this shit for what it is and understand where it's headed. Hell, this ain't headed, it's there. And so too is telling your children or child to reflect further before going ahead with, reflect further. You fucking spoke this shit back when I was young. You would fucking, they'd take you out in the woods and they would fucking kill you for the fucking pervert you fucking are. And two, telling your child to reflect further before going ahead with gender transition with the commission's website warning parents that the definition of gender suspension could include wait and see approaches and not just overt opposition to the child's wishes. They're children. Children have to mind. That's how children develop a personality. That's how children develop to be decent human beings. And this is what these fuckers, this is Kazaria. This is Kazaria of the old. And they want it in your goddamn house. They want it in your country. If you allow this shit, you deserve exactly what you get. A pile of fucking shit is all to be left on this fucking planet. Sarah and many other parents now live in fear. Are you fucking fear? That's your problem, is fear. How you, a fucking mouse. You go after its young, a fucking mouse will fucking overcome its fear and defend its fucking young. A mouse of being charged. Oh, I'm afraid of being, oh, they're going to charge me. Oh my goodness gracious. For simply trying to get mental health support for the vulnerable children, many of whom are affected by an array of conditions, including autism, spectrum disorder, trauma, family dysfunction, and neurodiverse issues. Fuck. This is, see, words and crap. Words and crap. Is the fucking kid yours, or does it belong to the state? Will you let the state take your kid and abuse it? I mean, they fucking hear, you know, you do. Calling abuse, not letting your child mutilate themselves. These sick son of a bitches, they need to fucking die. You got hammers coming out of the goddamn bar. I mean, goddamn, we would fuck. Why'd you give your guns up? Where are the men? That's what I want to know. I hear in this whole article, you'll hear nothing about one fucking man. Is there any men left in Australia? Any? My daughter needs help, but the government has passed a law that makes it so difficult for this to take place. Why does your daughter need help, lady? Because I bet you that, you know, the reason you're not talking about dad is because you already got rid of dad. You went along with this shit. It's like that old lady from Romania that told me that story for about a fucking hour when I first started broadcasting. You love that. They gave you power over your husband to the point where, ooh, that friend, you probably kicked it out and broke up your fucking family. Now it's coming home to fucking roost, bitch. Now your fucking daughter's going to be a fucking little boy, you dumb son of a bitch. Family, solid fucking family could have defeated every bit of this, and how you men allowed your guns to be taken and allowed your people to be brought down to this fucking level is beyond comprehension. I'm sorry. My daughter needs help, but the government has passed a law. Oh, my goodness. The government's passed a law that, if my child's got a fucking broken arm, I can't take him to the hospital. So I guess they sit there with a fucking broken arm. You are weak people. You are so fucking weak. It's disgusting. But again, when I read this, I figured dad's gone. I mean, mom went along with the fucking program because you hear her in here. Oh, she needs counseling. And if you can't counsel your own fucking child, you're a fucking retard, aren't you? You're not smarter than a fucking 10 or 12 or 14 year old. Really? Maybe that's the fucking problem. It's hard to know how broad the law is. It seems to be saying if your child wants to take hormones and if they try to talk to her, and if I try to talk to her and explore other issues, why? No, you say, are you fucking kidding me? Get in your goddamn room and don't come out until I tell you to. When you do, I'm going to bust your fucking ass. You know, them motherfuckers over there don't run this goddamn house. I do. I run this fucking house, and you're not going to be no fucking freak. You're not joining the freak club. They want to fucking go at it? Well, go at it. But it'd be over my dead fucking body. It's hard to know how broad the law is. It ain't a law, you stupid ass. It goes against nature. It seems to be saying if your child wants to take hormones and if they try to talk, if I try to talk her and explore other issues to be considered conversation therapy. It is to be considered conversation therapy. It feels like the government is interfering in families and personal relationships. Do you think you are a fucking genius? No wonder you got a ride up here. It's very enraging to think that. Well, you're angry? You're fucking angry? You're just going to get mad about it? going to cut your sew a dick on your daughter, and you're just angry about it. You're not furious. You're not ready to fucking become a goddamn savage animal and rip their fucking hearts out and eat it in front of their fucking dying eyes. You ain't shit. She has a constant fear that her daughter's school and allied health professionals, see, all of these people, professionals will encourage the girl to commit to transitioning as she struggles with normal body changes associated with puberty. You let it happen. You fucking let it happen. Your men gave up their fucking guns and left you fucking vulnerable. But I guarantee you that the women were in on this. The women fucking, the first thing to do is give them power over the man, you know, and then they get to fill in that power and that. And then they start talking to, they talk to counselors who tell them how to drive their man out of the fucking house and break up their fucking family, because she should be in charge and she should be running the joint. Well, I guess you are now, bitch. Now are you going to go fight these fuckers? At any rate, the fucking men are still shit. The fucking men of a fucking population should never allow anything like this to fucking happen, and you know it. She goes online and is told it's period dysphoria or chest dysphoria. So she must be trans, Sarah said. And you're allowing it, lady. You're not, I mean, you're coming up here, you're bitching and whining about it, but you're physically doing nothing about it. I would fucking die fighting with my bare hands to save my fucking daughter. But the old man probably ain't around, man. You got rid of him. You probably got him in jail for being a man. This law is just promoting that. I don't know how gung-ho the police and commission will get about the law. It's so broad and poorly worded. It ain't a law, you dumbass. You don't know what to understand. You don't understand. You're just stupid. If she's harming herself by binding and I stop her, is that conversion therapy? Not being able to tell my child not to do this harmful practice is absolutely crazy. So I guess you're dealing with crazy that you helped create, because you went along with this shit. I can tell by the writing. Parents are so scared they aren't even seeking each other out. You become a bit paranoid. Is that the men, the women? I mean, you say parents. Is this a fucking little group of fucking women who decided that they were fucking so fucking smart that they had been fighting? Even the men, we've been in the fucking jungle all along. We know what other fucking men will try to do. We know that they will try to enslave us, that they would try to do. I mean, you're looking right, what now, what I'm reading is Khazaria. This is fucking Khazaria. And you're paying for it. You're paying for it with your sweat of your brow. Jane and her husband have just found themselves caught up. Oh, she has a husband. Husband have just found themselves caught up in a nightmare of the law after her. No, it ain't. You just got to get it through your fucking head. If somebody writes something down on a fucking piece of paper, some twisted, I mean, Hannibal Lecter writes down on a piece of paper, you should let them eat people's brains. I guess that's law. You fucking people have no control over your own fucking destinies. You have no control over your own will. You are fucking slaves. You're slaves of the lowest sort. Jane and her husband have found themselves caught up in the nightmare of the law after her 13-year-old daughter reported a sexual assault by another student at her private school, private fucking school, 2 weeks ago. When her father went to the school to get his distraught daughter, it took him 2 hours to convince her to come home. I'd have went in there and I'd have grabbed her by the hair of her fucking head and I'd have drug her ass out there and threw her in the fucking car after I busted her ass and say, you ever defy me again and I'll give you a beating like you ain't never fucking had. While she sat clutching a rainbow lanyard with the pronouns they, them, which have been given to her by the school. I mean, if you'll accept they and them as fucking goddamn names, I mean, what the fuck You're fucked up in the head. If you wouldn't just fuck them up over that, start pounding heads with hammers. During this time, a private counselor she'd been seeing was texting her, encouraging her to leave her parents, telling her they were unsafe and she needed to an immediate safety plan, and warning her not to let the sexual assault overshadow her gender issue. Oh, you got raped. Don't let that bother you, man. We got more important things. Making a little girl into a little boy. We would never have got her back if she had gone into care, Jane said. If she was put in an environment that affirmed her parents were abusive, because we wouldn't affirm her gender, that she would have been put on a path to out of home care and all the implications that come with that. Well, isn't that what they want? You just want to hand her over. You've handed her over anyway. You ain't protecting this child. You wouldn't risk going to jail. Fuck going to jail. If you're going to go to jail, go into jail for fucking bashing one of these cocksuckers' head in with a hammer. If all of you went out and did it, it would fucking make a difference. After the incident, she was horrified to see more text messages. The counselor had been... Somebody sent my kid messages like that? I guarantee you that I'd go get them. I'd go beat their fucking... If I was in Australia, it'd be a hammer. I'd bash their fucking brains in with a hammer. And I'd tell them why before I did it. Would have been put on a path to out-of-home care and all the implications that come with that. After the incident, she was horrified to see more text messages the counselor had been sending to her daughter. If anybody sent messages to my kids I didn't want to, I'd tell them one time if it wasn't something sick. And when they weren't trying to fucking get them alone, you know, where they could teach them and counsel them. I mean, if it was just somebody I didn't want fucking talking to my kid, I'd tell him, don't do it again. Next time, you're fucking smashed. After the incident, she was horrified to see more text messages. We can't find a new therapist for her. She don't need a therapist. She's a normal life. The normal life of a normal child. We had it here for thousands of years. How in the fuck did we get to this point? How did we survive? How did we thrive? How did we become the top of the fucking food chain? Not by fucking caving under to these motherfucking sick son of a bitches. You're just letting them do it to you. You're not doing anything. At least here, some people are doing shit. We can't find a therapist, huh? The professional parents with two older children have had to withdraw their daughter from the school due to its pro-gender transition approach. No, you didn't. We actually feel lucky that we have the sexual assault cover. We're so glad she got raped so we could have a reason to get her away from the fucking pedophiles. Assault cover as an excuse to pull her out. Jane said if we said we were pulling her out because their policies were going to put her in a path of lifelong destructive choices that would have irreversible consequences, we'd be asked, we'd be at risk of breaking the law. Some freak, sick in the head, son of a bitch, wrote something down on a piece of, and you're afraid to go against it. You're afraid. Why don't you go bash that fucker's head in with a hammer and then see who wants to write the next one? We want our child to have a natural path until she has an adult brain. We won't affirm a transition or the idea that you are born in the wrong body. I'm fearful if we say the wrong thing, someone could contact Child Protection Services. There's some more hammers. Do these people fucking living in goddamn forts? You can't get to them? You can't get close enough to bash their head in with a fucking hammer? You people don't know how to make explosives? I thought you were all descended from ex-convicts. You don't have the resources to make explosives to fucking fight this shit? You're not putting up any kind of fucking fight. You're fucking knuckling under. The people of this country start knuckling under, fucking I'll tell you what. You ain't going to like it because you're going to be put on the list too, you motherfuckers. You're not doing this to my country. You sick in the head, motherfuckers. A handful of fucking faggots and fucking goddamn queers, LGBT, GBXYZ, you fuck you all. You will go in the fucking ground, you motherfuckers. You come in and try to fucking take over our children and fucking make them into freaks like you. We want our child to have a neutral path. Well, obviously not. Oh, you want it. You want somebody else to do it for you. You fucking get mean. If you people don't get fucking mean and protect your children, you're dog shit, in my opinion. I'm fearful if we say the wrong thing, someone could contact Child Protection Services. I'd get that person that contacted them would get a fucking hammer, and the son of a bitch that showed up would get a fucking hammer. You wait till they leave. Follow them. Can't you do that anymore? People used to do that all the fucking time. You think you could pull some shit because you were with the fucking organization. And, but goddamn, you know, you got to go somewhere to eat. You got to go somewhere to, I'm sure you have a favorite queer bar you go to with a dark alley along the side, the dark street. But you won't fucking even think that way, will you? You're already so fucking enslaved. You don't even know the fucking, you couldn't find the way out with the fucking flashlight. I'm fearful if we say wrong things, someone could contact Child Protective Services and accuse us of abusing her and remove her from our care. Take her from you? I wouldn't be alive. They might get the kid, but I wouldn't be alive to see it. I'd fight to the fucking death before they would touch one of my goddamn children. Count on it. Abusing, remove her from our care. It's not your care. It's your fucking child, you stupid ass. You people don't even know what a fucking child is anymore. That's your way into the future. That's your genes. That's your DNA. Not some other cocksuckers. We haven't told our GP, whatever in the hell that is, because I don't know where, general practitioner, no doubt, where she stands on gender. Rachel is also trying to protect her autistic 18-year-old daughter from Victoria's Law. After just two mental health sessions, she came home and told her mom she was trans and wanted to start testosterone and get a she wants to get her fucking tits cut off, I think is what it means. But the bottom line here is you're fucking letting this shit happen. What do you mean she went to school? Whoever told her that? See, you're turning your kids over to the fucking enemy. Don't you see that? If nothing else, pull your kids back into a safe place you can and your women back in a safe place you can, and you fucking Aussies claiming to be fucking men, go out there and fight these motherfuckers. Kill every fucking one of them. But you're not going to do that, are you? You might get in trouble. I won't want to break the law. You know, the law that some fucking goddamn sick in the head son of a bitch wrote down on a piece of fucking paper. Oh, people. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again, there's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them there if you get a few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:48 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle, and it is going to be. Are you little fucking punks out there that think you're in the fucking jungle? You ain't seen the fucking jungle. You ain't seen shit. You don't know what goes on in the fucking jungle, you punk bitch motherfuckers. Anyhow, let's see what else we got going here. We're not, well, it's enough of the fucking cowardice of the fucking Aussies. Hey, Aussies, you're fucking cowards. You're fucking worthless fucking cowards. Your men are fucking women. You will not fucking fight for the children. You will not fight for your old people. You will not fight for your women. You're nothing. You never, and you're finished. Oh, let's see. I'll go up here to this one here. I mean, as they talked about it the other day, and they do intend to do this, you know. Food vax. Study confirms development of oral mRNA vaccine that's produced in cow's milk by Dylan Elevin. Fuck, man. Okay. E-L-E-V-E-N. Elevin. And this is put up by Marie Earle for discussion. I'm from the trenchesworldreport.com. Let's see what it's got to say. Chinese researchers have developed a new oral Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccine, there's no such a fucking thing. It's a fucking kill shot with fucking platelets to change your fucking DNA, to change your, what the hell did they call it yesterday, prono, your whole fucking DNA system to change you. For cows, that causes the animals to produce mRNA poisons right in the milk. And they do call them poisons, and they are fucking poisons. How many people have they killed? I mean, if God, if we could just know the fucking true number, how far would that go? Okay. Citing claims that that COVID is still allegedly presenting numerous challenges to the global health, the Chinese scientists came up with a new way to vaccinate people via the food supply. They're very good at killing even their own fucking people, parting them out. You know, them goddamn body parts are worth money. Their paper explains that the oral mRNA vaccine is based on bovine milk-derived enzymes or milk enzymes, I guess, that encode the SARS-CoV-2 receptor derived binding domain, that's RBD, as in immunogen. They found that RBD mRNA derived through milk is capable of producing secreted RBD pre-tied in 223 cells in Virto. See, all this fucking terminology, I'm not going to fucking do it. I know what the fuck they're doing, and I got to find a fucking reason to tell on them for something, as well as stimulating new naturalizing antibodies against RBD in test mice. These results indicate that bovine milk-derived enzyme-based mRNA vaccine could serve as a new strategy for preventing a SARS-CoV-2 infection, the study abstract explains. Meanwhile, it also can work as a new oral delivery system for the mRNA. So if you don't want to fucking take it, it's not going to, when they first brought this up, there's not going to be no fucking coercion. We can't make people take a vaccine. That's against the Nuremberg Code. And it's also against the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. You just fucking can't. They can't do this. But hell, here they are doing it. Just like over there in Australia. Well, they're doing it. Is COVID mRNA becoming a new food additive for public health? Since apparently not enough people voluntarily took the mRNA injections foisted upon the world through Operation Warp Speed, Communist China has taken it upon itself to develop a food-based oral inoculation that people will now take involuntarily. If such inoculations become commercialized, it could soon become the norm to get vaccinated every time you eat a bowl of cereal or an ice cream cone. If the mRNA is hidden inside the commercial non-organic milk and dairy products, then nobody will even know that they are eating the vaccine, and because they're not going to label that. This is how the powers that be plan to jab the entire world for COVID again and again and again via the food supply. This is genocide. This is how they plan to commit world genocide. It's how they plan to kill billions of fucking people. And once again, and why do the billions of people, why don't we just kill them today? Get rid of these motherfuckers and they won't be doing nothing tomorrow. And once again, communist China is leading the way. Nah, those America fucking, I mean, the goddamn Jews, the Zionist pig shit-eating fucking Jews run China like they run this whole goddamn world. China is just a player, just like Putin is leading the way in normalizing food-based oral vaccines for public consumption. Sure, they can lead the way. They can order their people to do it or kill them. We know from the latest research that mice fed the mRNA-laced milk absorbed it through their gut. The mRNA then made its way into the rodent's bloodstream and lymphatic tissue, as demonstrated by the production of antibodies inside the mice's body. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they were antibodies. They weren't producing more of the SARS. This is a lying son of a bitch. It's the first time they tried it on a fucking mouse. It killed it deader than a son of a bitch. They're COVID-19 bullshit. As mentioned above, there is also evidence to suggest that commercial meat from mRNA-injected cows and other food animals becomes tainted with mRNA. This means that every time a person consumes a conventional steak derived from cattle jabbed for COVID, doesn't exist. Is it COVID, coronavirus, COVID-19, none of this COVID shit is real. It is a fucking, it was made in labs to kill people. It was made in labs so that they could have an excuse to bring out the real death shot. He or she is likewise getting vaccinated for COVID as well. COVID what? COVID-19, that was a variation. Fuck you. Please, all ranchers, do not vaccinate the cattle, chickens, etc. One of the readers wrote as a request to American cattlemen who might be considering using the mRNA shots in their herds. Well, they have to. They'll break the law if they don't, and they'll get in trouble if they don't fucking put the shit in the cows to kill you. Come up with organic meat producers who label their meat grass-fed, unvaccinated, no mRNA, raise your own meat animals when possible. Another wrote in Washington State, the health department is already requiring animals shipped in from the state, in from out of state, to be jabbed for fake avian flu. I believe they are giving them diseases or destroying their immune systems to create the next pandemic, just like they did with the regular flu shots, and people to create the last one. This same commenter added about the forced vaccination policy for out-of-state animals. Someone else asked what the point actually is of these mRNA shots they are now trying to force on animals. It is for COVID, this person asked. Is it for COVID, this person asked. It seems mRNA vaccine, but not what it is vaccinating for. Is this really gene editing or just self-assembling robots? And that's what it is. It's for gene. That's what it's always been for. See, there are no two people alike. That's why the thought of controlling 8 billion fucking people is just absurd. Any thought of it, because you cannot find one thing, I mean, that would control even a group of people. Because each person is different. Each person has a different fucking, is an individual human being. And they can't, I mean, you might fuck this guy this way, but you ain't going to fuck this guy that way because he ain't going to go for it. They are determined to get all that crap into us one way or another. How do we fight this? With your fucking guns. That's how you fight it. You kill these son of a bitches. You kill them down to the last fucking one. And then you fucking eliminate anybody that ever brings it up again. You fucking kill them. That's how you fucking cure it. Hmm. U.S. resumes biolab program in Ukraine. This is by Great Game Media, Mindia, goddamn, GREATGAMEINDIA, Great Grimendia. I must be a foreigner. During a media briefing on Friday, the commander of Russian nuclear biological and Russian chemical defense forces, Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, said that the U.S. has resumed the biolabs program in the Ukraine. Well, of course they have. How can they keep making you sick over and over and over again unless they're creating more and more fucking sickness in these fucking they are taking and creating things to kill you. They're killing you. You're not killing back. You will lose if you take that strategy. The U.S. has quietly resumed its controversial biological lab program in Ukraine and is focusing on construction of secretive new facilities and training of personnel, the Russian Defense Ministry has claimed. A new trove of documents on alleged U.S.-funded biological programs in Ukraine was presented by the commander of Russia's Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical Defense Forces, Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, during a media briefing on Friday. Kirillov cited the protocol from a meeting dated October 20th, 2022, which was attended by representatives of the U.S. Defense Threat Reduction Agency and multiple Ukrainian officials, as well as figures from the Jacobs Engineering Company. The meeting reportedly focused on the resumption of biological research in Ukraine, which was paused due to the hostilities between Moscow and Kiev. Yeah, see, that we can work together when it's to complete the world genocide. They're all in it. Anybody that thinks the fucking Russians are any different, it's not the Russian people, but anybody that thinks Putin's not one of the fucking boys and that they are all in there swapping spit and doing this together is a fucking idiot. Now the project has been resumed with focus on renewal of legislative support, revision of training schedule, as well as a conclusion and resumption of construction work. The Ukrainian language protocol stated, citing Jacobs CH2MS David Smith. And man, this is about enough for a Friday. I am fucking burned out, man. I've had enough. But I mean, again, we read a whole lot of shit here, and this is all horrid shit. It's all horrid shit. But I mean, if we're looking for an excuse to fight, we're way past that. We're generations past that. We're at a point here, man. This is fucking, we're talking survival. We're either going to survive or we're going to fucking crawl in a fucking hole, get down on our fucking knees, kowtow, do whatever we want. And survival just ain't it. I don't want to just survive. I want to thrive. I want to be happy again. I want to be free. I want to be at liberty. I want to own property. I want what I was guaranteed. I want what my law says we are supposed to have, our law. It belongs to each individual fucking one of us. And each individual fucking one of us is supposed to be fucking enforcing that fucking law, and we're not. And I will yell at you about it, because I have done it. Anyway, that's enough of this shit. That's a word from the trenches. Maybe.
Have a good weekend, brother.
I'm going to do it, brother.
Man above, I have done all I can do. Cookies!